a group of Nacogdoches residents who want to improve the condition of parks in that city and get more people to use them. The Nacogdoches Parks Advocacy League, or PAL, is a new community action group. It's launching a series of meetups called PAL in the Parks, a monthly playdate for families. Beginning next month, it will rotate through every one of the 12 parks in Nacogdoches, according to PAL President Mary Turner.
We thought, wouldn't it be great if we start hosting playdates at all the different parks to get people to know what we have so that they can say, yes, we need a new slide at this park, or wouldn't picnic tables be great here, or more trash cans, or whatever the need is. And then they would also just be out in the parks and enjoying them with their kids.
Turner says PAL is launching a 15-day online fundraising campaign on the site Indiegogo. The group aims to raise $800 so it can move forward with filing for nonprofit status. She says PAL initially approached the city about a splash pad, and those talks opened up a healthy discussion about the parks. Her group of moms and dads learned that there's little flexibility in Nacogdoches' budget.
While sales tax revenues are kind of suffering, is it really fair to say we're not going to get a new fire truck because we have to get a slide? But by the same token, we feel like the parks are, you know, the heart of our community. It's one of the things that makes people want to stay and want to, you know, raise their families and work and live here.
The city's community services director, Brian Bray, has worked closely with PAL in recent months. He says passionate citizen involvement is the way to get any cause accomplished, and the city is appreciative the group is safeguarding the playgrounds. PAL in the Parks will be held Friday, September 5th at Temple Park Spray Station from 3:30 to 5:30. It's the same day that PAL begins its Indiegogo campaign. Their website is palnac.com.